Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
I'm sitting here looking at the very latest forecast for the Memphis area. Hello, everybody. This is Todd Starnes. We are broadcasting from the beautiful Todd Starnes Show studios, our palatial studios in Memphis, Tennessee. And, you know, one of the things we learned in broadcast journalism and in journalism school is really nobody cares about anybody else's weather. Well, today you're going to care for just a moment because this is insane. Dylan, have you been following the news here, these weather reports coming out? You know, Memphis, we're not built for, like, cold weather.
Yeah, we're really not, because we don't have the snow plows.
We don't have snow plows. We don't have anything. We don't have toboggans.
Yeah, we learned last year that we have the potato starch trucks that go road to road and sprinkle the starch.
With potato juice, yeah, on our roadways. So we are really not equipped or prepared to handle any sort of winter weather. So therefore, we get an inch of snow and the entire city shuts down. I mean, that's the deal. So now they were telling us up to 24 inches of snowfall that we're expecting by the weekend. And also we're learning now that we could actually get all of this ice. So they're saying we could get more than 2 inches of ice, and just a quarter of an inch of ice is enough to, like, bring down a tree branch. So I was talking to a couple of folks at the National Weather Service office, and they're talking about, Dylan, they're talking about houses, like rooftops they can't handle 2 inches of ice. So, like, rooftops are going to collapse.
Yeah. So there's a lot of reports that it's going to be really bad. And so the fact that we can't handle it already, it's just a telltale sign. If you go to the grocery store, all the bread's gone, all the milk's gone, all the toilet paper's gone.
I went to Whole Foods. They were fighting over arugula. It was I was stunned. Stunned.
That's how you know it's bad.
Who eats arugula in a snowstorm? Give me a chili dog. Can you get some slaw on that, please? So, yeah, it's crazy. They're telling us now that it's going to be massive across the entire southern state. So we're looking at tens of millions of people across the southern states that are going to be dealing with this. And they're saying it could be really, really bad here. They're saying it could be a catastrophic. We should brace ourselves in Memphis for a catastrophic ice storm. And Dylan, the taco joints are already emptied out.
Yeah.
Should we have told them it's not that kind of an ice storm?
No, I would just let them interpret that on their own.
Yeah, they're no more illegals in Memphis. They're all gone. So anyway, I'm reading this latest, and you know how the National Weather Service, they used to, like, have very dry, like, you know, it's, you know, whatever. It's, they just give you the weather forecast. But after Katrina, it's like, you will die if you stay. They're calling it Winter Storm Fern, and I'm not too sure about that. That name doesn't exude death and calamity that's about to hit us. But anyway, Winter Storm Fern, they're telling us, Dylan, power outages, tree damage, travel could be impossible. Wow. And it could all impact Friday evening commute. So any of you northerners that are used to dealing with, you know, people are asking me, Todd, how do you drive on ice? I don't think you do. I think you pretty much slide. So if you've got any guidance here for your fellow countrymen in the southern states, and you want to unload that helpful information, and quite frankly, when I say your fellow countrymen, I mean me, because I'm not used to this. Insanity. So anyway, that's what's going on here in Memphis, and we certainly hope everybody's going to be okay out there. But yeah, I thought I'd sneak over to the market early this morning when I had a Dylan. It was walled. You could not find a parking spot at the Kroger.
Yeah, a lot of people have the same idea as you, I think. Yeah, and I'm one of the last minute people for every single thing in my life. So Friday afternoon may roll around and I may find myself in Kroger.
But, yeah. We're trying to figure out, you know, with the power situation, of course, that's something important to do the radio show. Yeah. And they're saying all the power will go out. You know, there's one thing that has power and a hotspot that we need. You and I may be broadcasting the national show from my Cadillac.
On the road.
On the road. We could literally do the show.
That sounds kind of fun, actually.
Well, I'd say you
we're sliding down Poplar.
So that's it. Sitting in the driver's seat there. You know, it's every now and again, somebody honk a horn during the national show. That could be wild.
Someone just rammed into Todd.
But but in all seriousness, we are trying to figure out and working on our plans to get the national show up Monday and Tuesday. They're expecting it's going to be catastrophic on the power grid. So anyway, we'll have some fun and we'll tell you all about that. Nothing like getting a good chuckle during a snowmageddon. All right. Can we talk about President Trump for just a moment? I'll have more to say about this a little bit later. President Trump's in Davos right now. And he's ripping everybody a new one. This is one of those brilliant speeches I've heard the president deliver in a really long time. And a lot of folks are misreading what Trump is trying to do here with all these foreigners, these Europeans. So here's the president. It really kind of explaining why the United States is important to Europe. Cut number 8, please.
Foothold in our hemisphere. So we did it for ourselves also. And then after the war, which we won it big. Without us, right now you'd all be speaking German and a little Japanese, perhaps.
And it's true. Without us, they'd all be speaking German. All of them. And those who weren't speaking German over in Europe, they'd be speaking Japanese. No doubt about it. So the president, in a very direct way, is saying, stop messing with us. If it wasn't for us, and if it wasn't for our generosity, if it wasn't for the treasure that we lost in World War II, you would not even be here. And the Europeans, they hold that against us. And they look down on us like we're snobs, like they're snobs. They look down on us like we're nobodies and that we're lesser than. When, in fact, it was the United States of America that pulled Europe's fat out of the fire. And now Trump is trying to do it again. And that's the thing here, ladies and gentlemen, is that President Trump is trying to save Europe. That's what he's trying to do. And there's all of this pushback from these woke European leaders. Now, the reality is that what's happening across Europe right now is what we are dealing with in this country to a lesser extent, but it is just as bad. And I'm talking about in Minnesota especially, where basically if you go to the Mall of America, which, by the way, was one of the greatest malls and one of the largest malls in the nation, I mean, it was something to behold. And now it looks like the Mall of Mogadishu. It's unbelievable the changes that have happened in Minnesota. Because of this unfettered immigration, and Trump explained that to the world leaders today, just a little while ago. Cut number 7, please.
The situation in Minnesota reminds us that the West cannot mass import foreign cultures, which have failed to ever build a successful society of their own. I mean, we're taking people from Somalia, and Somalia is a failed, it's not a nation, got no government, got no police, got no military, got no nothing. And then we have this fake congressperson who they just reported is worth $30 million. You believe this? Ilhan Omar, talking about the Constitution provides me. She comes from a country that's not a country. And she's telling us how to run America. Not going to get away with it much longer, let me tell you.
So Trump is right here, and he's explaining that you cannot just import a foreign culture into your country. It's not working, and it hasn't worked in the United States. It's certainly not working across parts of Europe where you've had the Muslims just completely ravage countries like France and like the UK, Belgium, Germany, you name it. They're all being overrun by the Islamists, and they don't want to assimilate. They want to replace your culture with their culture. And Trump is trying to help the Europeans understand this, because I've seen the mainstream media, they're already going bonkers over this. Whoopi Goldberg is demanding that the 25th Amendment be invoked. She thinks Trump is slapped crazy. But what Trump is doing is rather shrewd. He's speaking to them as if they are children, which is what they are. And the president's just having a come to Jesus moment with all of these world leaders. So anyway, we'll have more to say about what's happening in Davos. Oh, where is that? Where is it? Oh, yes. Gavin Newsom. Can we talk about him for a second? So Gavin Newsom is over there. And he was, who's the eyebrow chick? Over Caitlin Collins over at CNN. She's got the big eyebrows. And so anyway, and by the way, they have products for that, Caitlin. I'm just saying. You've got Newsom, and he was asked a question. And I want you to listen to this. It's really weird. This guy's on something. He's doing some kind of drug. This guy, Gavin Newsom. Gotta be. And I want you to listen to the question and the initial response. Cut 14.
You were obviously named by President Trump during that speech. Yeah. What was your reaction to what he had to say about you?
None. I think he said something very different last night. I didn't hear new scum. I heard new green scam. Come on. It was remarkably boring. It was remarkably insignificant. He was never going to invade Greenland. It was never real. So that was always a fade. And so he says, well, we should negotiate. Well, everybody here has been willing to negotiate for a year. So it had fire and fury signified absolutely nothing. Even by Trump standards, I was rather curious. And there was boorish parts of it, but those were not even that consequential, including name-checking people he likes, people he didn't like. So, I was a little disappointed. It was a little nonplussed.
Did it stand out to you that he said Iceland multiple times when he was talking about Greenland?
Every time a windmill turns, it costs $1,000. A lot of stuff stands out. None of this is normalized.
Okay.
There's a normalization.
So, well, by the way, was the president mistaken, or are we going after Iceland too? Iceland's a better country. I'm just saying we need Greenland for military, but I'm talking about as far as livability standards. Iceland is really Greenland, and Greenland is really Iceland. So we'll get into the history of that one of these days. But did you catch the, it's just weird. It's low energy. His eyes were darting around during the entire thing. I don't know what he's on, but if the Democrats, if they're looking at that guy as their standard bearer, they better get a drug test. But did you hear what she said? She asked the question, so what do you think about Trump? He goes, nothing. Who, what? You're the governor of California. Nothing. He's on something. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back. Just getting started. Every so often, a film comes along that challenges us to look closer at what's happening in our own backyard. Sexploited is that film, a gripping new four-part docuseries that uncovers the reality of sexual exploitation happening in every community in America. You will hear from survivors, law enforcement, and advocates who are fighting to expose and end this modern-day slavery. It's not easy to watch, but it's something every American needs to see. You can stream Sexploited right now or purchase the DVD by visiting sexploitedfilm.com or salemnow.com. That's sexploitedfilm.com or salemnow.com. Watch it, share it, and stand with those working to bring freedom and justice to the exploited. All right, welcome back, everybody. Happy to have you with us. Well, there's a lot of frustration right now up on Capitol Hill. The Republicans in the Senate, and there's just really no way to say this. I'll just rip the Band-Aid off. The Senate Republicans are actively working against President Trump and his agenda. I mean, it's really that simple. And that's what's ultimately going on here. They're slow walking everything from the confirmations to codifying the president's agenda. As a matter of fact, Trump urged Congress during an interview with News Nation with Katie Pavlich, her news show, and he urged Congress to get cracking and codify the president's agenda. But John Thune is not an America First guy. He is an establishment Republican, always has been. And now you have people like Chuck Grassley that are coming out and they're saying, hey, look, we will not be moving forward on the SAVE Act. President Trump wants a voter ID law. And he, honestly, we need it. There's no reason why we should not have secure elections here in the United States of America. No reason whatsoever. So Chuck Grassley out of Iowa, he's what, 120 years old. And he's saying, we're not going to be moving forward on this. Now, it just seems to me this is a pretty straightforward piece of legislation. An American citizen needs to show proof of citizenship to register to vote in federal elections. Why is that a bad thing? A letter from Grassley's office, this is from the Washington Examiner, a letter from Grassley's office began circulating online yesterday. While the name of the constituent is blacked out, it's clear that Grassley was writing in response to a constituent's concern, about election integrity. Grassley says, I agree with you that it's important to make sure our country's elections occur without fraud. As a senator, I have opposed partisan efforts in Washington to federalize elections in order to undermine election integrity. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. And it does make you wonder where Grassley is going with all of this. But for whatever reason, Senate Republicans just do not want to advance the president's agenda. They are doing the bidding of the establishment wing of the party. So Congressman Chip Roy introduced the SAVE Act last January, and he proposed to amend the National Registration Act and block non-citizens from voting. And this thing actually passed the House way back in April, and it's been languishing in the Senate ever since. Now, the left says the bill would disenfranchise millions of eligible voters who lack easy access to identification documents. I want to know who those people are. I want the left to tell us who those people are who cannot get some form of ID. They also say it would upend how states register people to vote online or through automatic or same-day registration. Again, I don't think these are big issues at all. Grassley says, I have opposed partisan efforts in Washington to federalize elections. I do not believe that Iowa and other states need politicians in Washington dictating and controlling how states run their elections. Well, that's all well and good, but what about federal elections? Because it certainly sounds as though Grassley is not supporting the SAVE Act. He did not mention the SAVE Act by name, but it certainly appears he's not going to be supporting it. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Without election integrity, without forcing people to show an ID at the ballot box, we're going to have a hard time winning elections moving forward. A very hard time. And we very well may lose the midterm elections. We've got to stop messing around here. Got to stop messing around. All right, 901-260-5926. Do you support the SAVE Act, ladies and gentlemen? We'll be right back. Folks, if you're looking for a romantic comedy that's actually funny, uplifting, and safe to enjoy with your family, well, this is it. Angel Studios has done something special with Solo Mio, a film that proves Hollywood can still tell a great love story without crudeness or compromise. The movie set in beautiful Italy, stunning scenery that feels like a breath of fresh air. Kevin James delivers big laughs and real heart, and Jonathan Romey brings a surprising and delightful performance that audiences are going to love. In a world filled with nonstop bad news, it's refreshing to sit down and watch a movie that leaves you smiling. This is wholesome entertainment you can feel good about supporting. So right now, when you become a premium member of the Angel Guild, you'll receive 2 free tickets to see Solo Mio in theaters on February 6th. Grab your spouse, your sweetheart, or your family and let's support stories that celebrate humor, hope, and love. Visit angel.com/starns.com today. Well, there's a lot of angst and consternation in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Abigail Spanberger is the new governor there. She's a Democrat. Now, she campaigned as a moderate. We knew that not to be true. And it turns out that she is probably to the left of Zohran Mamdani, if in fact that is possible. Now, a lot of people are upset about this. They're enraged, and they should be. But the reality is the only people who are to blame in Virginia are the Republican voters who stayed home and did not vote on Election Day. Meghan McCain, the daughter of the late U.S. Senator John McCain, telling Fox News, "Screw any and all of you who lied to low-information voters and sold Abigail Spanberger as some kind of a moderate. She's been in office 6 hours and is already trying to turn Virginia into Minneapolis." That's true. The former executive director of the NRCC, that's the National Republican Congressional Coalition, I think that's a committee, rather, Rob Sims, says, "I'm old enough to remember moderate candidate Spanberger running ads talking about crime, touting her law enforcement experience, her retired cop daddy. She's a fraud and always has been a fraud." No doubt about it, she lied through her teeth on the campaign trail. No doubt about it. But Republicans stayed home, and as a result, the Democrats swept office in Virginia. And by the way, the Democrats control everything in Virginia. So whatever Spanberger wants, she's going to get. And Fox News has compiled a list of the top 5. She is ending cooperation with ICE. She is going to rescind Governor Glenn Youngkin's executive order that requires law enforcement to cooperate with federal agencies. She followed through by repealing the order just after she was sworn in. She says that local and state law enforcement should not be required to divert limited resources to enforce federal civil immigration laws. Number 2, she is reducing mandatory minimum sentencing. And that is going to set free a lot of very bad and very dangerous people. The bills include a plan to eliminate mandatory minimum sentencing for rape, manslaughter, attacking a cop, and possession and distribution of child porn. So thanks to the Democrats, you're going to have a lot of perverts running around in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Number 3, she's going to raise taxes, something she said she would not do. She actually campaigned on an affordability message. Spanberger wants to tax the following: dry cleaning, landscaping, animal care, cosmetic services, and gym memberships. Oh, all of you folks in Virginia that get a package delivered by Amazon or UPS, 11% tax on Virginia firearms. Unbelievable. Jonathan Turley saying Virginia Democrats appear to be replicating the model of California and chasing away businesses and high-income households. Number 4, she is prioritizing DEI in government contracts. The measure pushed by Dems is a bill aimed at forcing government contracts under $100,000 to go to minority and women-owned businesses. White men who own those businesses would not be eligible. They're looking for a DEI criteria of at least 42% of its contracts. Number five, abortion rights. They plan to enshrine abortion rights in Virginia's state constitution. And again, that's just some of the insanity that's already happened, and we're not even a week into the new administration. But I think, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to figure out as a party, why is it that only 40% of you went out and voted? Why is that, and what do we need to do to get more people of faith to go and vote on Election Day? Our telephone number, by the way, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Charles in North Carolina. Hi, Charles. What's on your mind?
Todd, I wholeheartedly support the SAVE Act as you do and cannot for the life of me understand why it has not been passed. But it just speaks volumes about the legislators that will not vote for it. How they might as well just be saying, you know what, we're for the illegal voting and election fraud. But Todd, here's what I wanted to ask you. So, and I think this is what all this illegal immigration comes down to. It's all about political power. But this is what I think the Justice Department needs to do, and give me your opinion. Go ahead and come out right now and say, you know what, we are going to do a mid-decade recount here, and we are going to subtract the entire illegal alien population in the United States, you know, as best we know. And we're going to go state by state. Let's say California's got 5 million. Let's say Texas has 2 million. You just go state by state, Todd, and you subtract the number of illegals out of the population. And then using that formula called the value of equal proportions to determine congressional apportionment, you recalculate and rank the states. And states that have higher illegal alien populations are going to lose members in the 435-body House of Representatives. And those seats that they lose are going to go to states, red states, that are that you know have less illegal alien populations. And Todd, if you did that, there's no way the Democrats could win the midterms.
Well, I love that idea, and we may have to look at something like that because Maryland announced yesterday that they plan to redistrict, and when they get finished, there will not be a single Republican congressman representing Maryland. They're going to redistrict. All of the seats will end up going to the Democrats. Of course, we know what's going to happen in Virginia, where they're going to completely eradicate, I think, maybe all but one or two of the Republican congressional districts there, Charles. So Republicans just will not go down that path. Indiana's taken a pass. It's going to be a long slog. I don't even think Tennessee would go down that path to eliminate Congressman Steve Cohen's single Democrat congressional district.
Well, and it all goes back to, Todd, to this whole birthright citizenship and everything, which is before the Supreme Court right now. But I just think if the Trump administration and the DOJ were to come out and throw down hard on that, it's going to force maybe a constitutional crisis, but just say, hey, look, and I'm just using this as an illustration, say, hey, California, you're not getting 55 members seated in the House of Representatives. After we've done the recalculation and poured out all the illegals, you're going to get 48. And you just start doing that, and it forces these states to redraw their congressional districts to reflect what's really accurate. Because, Todd, they shouldn't be counted. They're not citizens. It's illegal for them to vote. And you and I both know that the only reason that Biden opened up the border in 2020 and allowed the 15 to 20 million to come in here illegally and disperse them throughout the country is to change the electoral map, because it's impossible for Democrats to win the electoral college if you don't have illegals that can vote.
Well, it's true. It's a great point. As a matter of fact, Trump even went so far as to say, hey, look, if you eliminate all of the, you know, all of the fraud and the grift of the crime, we're going to be able to balance our budget in the United States of America. And a lot of that is going to groups like the Somalis.
Exactly. I heard that today. And that was a great speech. And a well-deserved butt-chewing, that he gave the Europeans. But, I think in order for us to win the midterms, people got to get out and vote like you're talking about. I don't know why Republicans sit on their duffs on Election Day, but we're going to have to get out and vote. But I just think that we're going to have to go ahead and force this issue about illegal aliens being counted for congressional apportionment and just say, no, we're not going to do it. We're not going to count them.
Good stuff. Charles, got to leave it there, my friend. Always good hearing from you. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Following some breaking news out of Los Angeles, Willow Brook is the community. Federal agents involved in a shooting there. We understand that there's a massive federal presence. Homeland Security and Border Patrol, they say they were involved in that shooting. Border Patrol, this is from ABC 7 News in Los Angeles. Border Patrol said the Sheriff's Department, or informed the Sheriff's Department, they were conducting an operation in the area. Nobody was hit by the gunfire, and the suspects targeted were detained. So all officers are accounted for as well, which is great news. All right, got to take a break here, folks. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, Virginia Democrats, by the way, introducing a bill that would ban white men from getting any government contracts, even if there is no competition. So the Democrats, who control everything in Virginia, so this is going to pass and they'll sign it into law. And it is racism, no doubt about that. But what I find fascinating is, let's just say that you want to build one of those highfalutin toilets in, say, Richmond. And the only person that's actually submitted a contract bid is a company owned by white guys. The white guys would not be allowed to bid because they're white. Doesn't matter if they come in with the lowest bid. It doesn't matter if they're incredibly well qualified. That does not matter. No, according to the legislation, those kinds of government contracts are only for women or people of color. And a white guy's not a person of color. So there you go. Elections have consequences. What do you want me to say? 901-260-5926. Last night on my Newsmax show, had Jackson Heberlin with us from Clemson University with the College Republicans there, weighing in on a couple of crazy stories. Take a listen. Jackson, what do you make of this story here?
What bothers me so much is not even just what the teacher says herself, but like the fact that the culture has moved to this point. I mean, you can literally say that you're not allowed to call someone like Charlie Kirk a hero. And what really freaks me out is that really wasn't the case 3 months ago when Kirk did pass, or I guess it was 4 or 5, but it's scary the way that this tide has shifted over time.
Yeah, the American Center for Law and Justice is representing some of those students and their parents. The ACLJ says the teacher engaged in a heckler's veto, silencing speech because others just might disagree with it. And I'm curious, I suspect this is not just happening at the grade school level. Are you guys seeing stuff like that happening on the college level?
I know for many of my peers, it's considered very awkward to talk about your political belief with some teachers. I know a lot of people who feel afraid to include their true beliefs in essays in political theory classes. So it definitely has like extended to some degree. I know at least at Clemson, we have a lot of better professors, but I know for many of my fellow peers who go to other colleges, they do feel afraid to be a conservative in their classes. It's seen as a incorrect belief by many instead of just a different opinion.
Yeah, I want to switch gears to this crazy survey conducted by a Cato Institute. They found that 62% of Americans between the ages of 18 and 29 hold a favorable view of socialism. 34% say the same of communism. Are you surprised by the results here?
The sad thing is that I'm really not. I mean, we're seeing this rise happen everywhere, whether it be in clubs on schools and just in general sentiment polls like this. And it's very scary to see because people just don't understand the real risks of socialism and communism as an ideology. I mean, every time they've manifested, it's always been negative. So it is concerning to see this rise. But the sad part is, as someone who's on the ground at these college campuses doing these debates and talking to people, it doesn't surprise me. I see this sentiment everywhere I go. you talk to people, and after they get pressed for a while, they immediately go into this kind of like a diatribe about redistribution and then very scary policies if you understand the sentiments that founded this country and have been long held by our government. It's concerning stuff here.
When you look at the polling results, you sort of understand what's going on in New York City now with what Zohran Mamdani being elected, AOC, all being described as role models. And yet at the same time, this next generation is being told that Charlie Kirk is not a hero. How do we fix all of this? How do we reverse course here?
Well, the most important thing is to try and change the culture. Too many conservatives have gotten comfortable with being beaten down with this kind of rhetoric about socialism being the future and this stuff. And if you're a conservative, you need to be comfortable speaking out against this. If people around you are saying these things, and you just capitulate and say, oh, well, maybe I am just old and I don't know the new ways, then you are a part of the problem. If you're a conservative, it's important that you stand up to this kind of rhetoric and this change. You can say, you know, Charlie Kirk is a role model for the youth. He's a Christian man who died for what he believed, and he represented America far more than the socialism, which the majority of the youth is being appreciative of. It's a concerning thing, and it's an anti-American thing. And the only way to change this tide is through the culture, through speaking out, and through raising your kids to speak out as well.
All right, that was Jackson Heberlin, one of our regulars on this radio program, as well as the Newsmax show. Did a great job. Real quick, I want to go to the phone lines here, 901-260-5926, Little Rock, Arkansas. Steve, what's going on?
How you doing, Todd?
Steve, ask me that next week after the snowstorm.
Well, isn't that the truth? Hopefully snowstorm, not ice storm.
Yeah. A lot of people nervous. What's going on?
You brought up a thing like it's kind of a mystery why the Republicans don't want to vote for the SAVE Act. To me, it's not that big of a mystery. I think the Republicans use the condition that they have maneuvered our election system into, which is a condition that is somewhat predictable. I think the Republicans use that as much as the Democrats. They may not use it a lot on the big national elections, but when you get down to primaries and everything to do, I think the Republicans / uniparties / the swamp, I think they all depend on our election system being maneuverable, for lack of a better word.
So you're saying the voter fraud actually benefits them as well?
I do. Look at the amount of red states. I'll speak for Arkansas. There's a push in Arkansas, and has been for the past several years, trying to go back to paper ballots. Arkansas is as red as any state in the country. You know who's really fighting that in Arkansas? The Arkansas Republican Party.
Yeah, there's something not right there. I mean, you may have a point, Steve. I mean, when you're in office as long as many of these Republicans have been in office, and again, Democrats are just as bad, if not worse, you get used to being wined and dined. I still want to know how, for example, all of these lawmakers, like Ilhan Omar and others, go into office with no money. They don't have two nickels to rub together, and now they're multimillionaires many times over. We've got to be able to get to the bottom of all of that. All right, Steve, I hate to do this, but we're coming up on the top of the hour. Got to leave it there. Thank you for calling in. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Hey, during the break, head over to ToddStearns.com. Check out all of our great stories and content. We'll be right back.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to hour two of the big show. Great to have you with us wherever you might be. Want to say hello, especially to all of our St. Louis listeners. And we certainly appreciate all. That is actually one of our larger audiences in the city of St. Louis. And we certainly appreciate a Real Talk Radio for broadcasting this program. We've gotten a lot of calls and messages from our St. Louis crowd, and they're wondering, Starnes, we want to be able to hear you live. You know, some cities, they actually delay the broadcast for an hour or two for whatever reason. And so, look, we would love to be live. What it's going to take for you folks in St. Louis to do that is to reach out to the radio station, be nice, be kind, be polite, and say, hey, you know, we'd love to hear Todd's show live. Noon to 3 Eastern, and the same goes with you fine folks over in Wichita. We get the same questions, but again, just call the radio station and say, hey, we'd love to have the show live so we can call in and hang out. So we would love to have you do that. And by the way, you can also download our free app. We do that free of charge, so you can actually listen on your app to the show live. You say, well, how do I do that? Well, it's very simple. Just go to our website, ToddStarnes.com, and you'll be able to download our app free of charge, and you'll be able to listen to this show live on your app. All right, we have some Jasmine Crockett news, ladies and gentlemen. Jasmine Crockett's back in the headlines, and she's very upset with all you white folk out there. When is she not upset with us white folk? Anyway, she's talking about all you people down in the southern states. Cut 15.
They not even going, honestly, they're about to outlaw the idea of white supremacy and white hate. Like, they are about to be like, oh, that's not a thing. Forget the fact that you're talking about getting rid of, like, the classification for nooses in a time in which we have seen these random black bodies be strung up down south. Also, seemingly at a time in which you're back in office, because what you do is you embolden the hate. You embolden everybody to take off their hoods. That is what he has done. He is the one that is producing this violence.
All right. What did you, what these random black bodies be hanging from trees? By the way, we have been able to verify that Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett has a PhD in Ebonics, which clearly is on display in her speaking style. So this is quite the accusation now that all of you folk down in the southern states, you be hanging black people from de trees. That's what Jasmine Crockett is saying. So I'm stunned by this. I do a lot of driving. I love to drive around and head out to the countryside and take in the fresh air and a lot of trees in the South. No doubt about that. But you know, I haven't, and this is just me. I haven't been looking very hard. I don't recall ever seeing anybody lynched from a tree. I don't recall any human bodies just like flapping in the breeze off of a tree limb. And I'm curious, I know we have a lot of Southern listeners. Any of you folks, have you noticed, as Congress gal Jasmine Crockett said, have you noticed anybody be hanging from a tree? I'm just curious. Because she says it's a big problem. Oh, who else was it? We were talking about this yesterday. Pam Grier. Pam Grier on The View. Saying that when she was a girl growing up in Columbus, Ohio, that her mother would shield her eyes from all the black people hanging from trees. And it turned out that the last time a person had been lynched in Ohio was back, I think, in 1911. It wasn't anywhere near Columbus, Ohio. So what is the word I'm looking for here? Oh, yes, Pam Grier is a liar. And so when I heard this comment from Jasmine Crockett, and she says that, you know, I mean, as she explained it, all these black bodies be hanging from de trees in the southern states. Well, I went to go look, and we did some research. And make no mistake about it, lynching anybody is a horrible, horrible, evil thing. But the last time anybody was lynched in America was back in 1981. 1981, ladies and gentlemen. Mobile, Alabama. Nowhere near Jasmine Crockett's congressional district. 1981. Nobody's been lynched since then. I mean, Bubba Wallace, you know, thought he was, but that was really the, that was not a noose. It was the lever to pull down the garage handle. 1981. Nobody's been lynched in America since 1981. So what does that tell you? Well, in the vernacular of Jasmine Crockett, she be lying. She be a liar. That is Jasmine Crockett for you. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that is your Jasmine Crockett update here on the Todd Stern Show. Let's go to Cleveland, Georgia. Terry is on the line. Hi, Terry. What say you today?
Hey, how you doing, Todd?
Good, good, good.
Listen to you every day.
Thank you.
I got a few things to say. I was going to say about Spamberger, about white men can't get a loan, you know, under $100,000. What you ought to do, put on their application is that they're female, black. That's how they identify. And maybe they'd get a loan.
Is that right? Well, you never know. You never know.
You got to, you know, they've been using that on us. Might as well use that on them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. All right, what's going on, Terry?
Not a whole lot. I also wanted to say that about the church thing that was going on yesterday. When I was growing up in the church, I grew up in the Church of Christ down south here. And we used to have ushers who stood at the front of the church, and they stood there all the whole service, listening to the service. And our ushers were two brothers are like 6'8", both of them, and you didn't get in that door.
Wow.
Unless you had the right attitude. And, anyway, go ahead.
No, wow, those are big guys. Those are big ushers.
Yeah, they are. And everybody behaved. You know what I mean?
Oh, I bet they did. Now, we had a church choir. Back when I was growing up, we didn't have the American Idol cover bands. We actually had a choir. And my mom was singing alto, and she was in the choir. And it was amazing because all the moms did this, but they could look at you from the choir loft, and you knew exactly what they were saying. So those moms, they kept an eagle eye on you from the choir loft. So if the ushers didn't get you, the alto section would.
Right, right.
Wow.
I want to say something about the protesters, about how, you know, that judge says you can't use chemicals and all this kind of stuff on peaceful protesters. But I don't know if you've ever been touched by a cattle prod. That'll get you out of the way just the same.
Well, I have not. No doubt that would clear a path. No doubt about that, Terry. It would certainly clear a path. Thank you for calling in. Wow. Use a cattle prod. Look, here's the deal. If you do not have a permit for a protest, it's an unlawful permit. It's an unlawful protest. Therefore, it's against the law. You're committing a criminal act, and law enforcement has every right to clear and disperse the crowd. I mean, I'm not quite sure what the problem is there. I really don't get it. But again, I want to go back to Jasmine Crockett for just one moment. Can we? You know what? Let's go back to Jasmine Crockett. It would be easy to dismiss Jasmine Crockett as just a woman doing a lot of shucking and jiving, or if you're from Charleston, shucking and jiving. I get that, and we could just dismiss her. But we cannot dismiss these people. We can't. And the reason why is they're going to be the next generation power structure of the Democrat Party. And by next generation, I mean probably by the midterms, if not beyond that. Now, the good news is Jasmine Crockett's going to get her butt redistricted. No way she wins a Senate seat out of Texas. So I think we're going to be hearing the last of her coming up this election cycle. But you've got to be calling all this stuff out. You have to. Because if you don't, you know, this narrative is going to continue that there have been slaves in America all the way dating back to the 1990s, which is simply not true. So when Jasmine Crockett's out there lying about people getting lynched in the southern states every day, it's just simply not true. And we're going to call her out on it on this radio program. Jasmine Crockett, you be lying, ma'am. You be lying. And God don't like no liars. All right, got to take a break. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, millions of people are turning to Newsmax, watching us on cable and streaming Newsmax 2, our streaming channel. They're downloading our free Newsmax app on their smartphones and TVs. Reuters says we are now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night you get to watch great shows. Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, you name it, great shows. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest growing news channel in America. Make the switch today. Join our news revolution. You can get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. Takes just seconds to start. And let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax, real news for real people.
The question is this. Why are Republican House and Senate members failed to pass legislation to end welfare and support capitalism? Well, I see that as an American, we need to be educated. We're not educated in communism, socialism, Marxism, or Islam Sharia. None are taught in elementary, middle, or high school. Nothing. You see, all Americans are totally ignorant in all of this. Communism, socialism, Marxism, and Sharia.
All right, that's Joseph from Georgia. Just left us a shout-out on our app. By the way, if you download our app for free, you can do that. You can leave us a quick shout-out, and we play those back. You know, it's interesting. I agree with Joseph here. I think there is an issue when it comes to education, and the fact of the matter is that many of our public schools are not teaching kids about the horrors of communism or socialism. They're not doing that. They're not even teaching kids about America, except that America is to be blamed for all of the world's problems. So, Joseph, we've got to fix that. And we've got to get back to the old days when our teachers were teaching and raising up generations of young patriots who understood the evils and the dangers of communism. All right, let's go to Alisa in Greenville, North Carolina. Listening to us on WSJS. Good afternoon. What's on your mind today?
Well, good afternoon. Well, after hearing that, the tape that you just recorded, or however you say it, we know what they're teaching our kids nowadays, and it needs to stop. But the reason I was calling in regards to voting, I think that it's possible that maybe to beat the machines a little bit. Being someone that had their vote throttled in 2020, I would recommend people maybe write in a candidate instead of the typical way that you vote. You know, possibly write in your candidate, and that way there would be more of a paper trail. And but anyways, I'm wanting you maybe to contact. There's another radio personality in this area. You get kind of staticky here in Greenville. And Henry Hinton, he is a radio personality, I believe, has lots of towers. And maybe the two of you can get together and you can conquer a little bit more of North Carolina than what you do right now. Just don't call him Mister.
Oh.
He doesn't like to be called Mister.
Oh, wow.
But anyway.
No, I understand.
I think you do a fantastic job. Thank you for what you do.
Well, I appreciate that, Alisa.
Interrupting. Do not use the behind 57 solve. You just, that caller the other day.
I'm
glad that you don't.
Yeah, I tried it once, and I'm like, ooh, oh, eeh. No, I'm good.
Thank you, Todd.
All right, Alisa, thank you for calling, and we'll certainly reach out. I know that we have a great affiliate in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and they carry us over in, the Greensboro area, and there's another area of North Carolina. So I should have had that at the tip of my brain, but we have all total, I think, 15 radio stations across North Carolina that carry the show. You know, a lot of people, and Elisa, I appreciate you bringing that up, because a lot of people say, why aren't you on more radio stations? Well, we're working on that. We have a team. You know, one of the challenges is that the big corporate guys own most of the News Talk radio stations. So they have their own people. For example, iHeart Radio has Clay and Buck, and they force the stations to carry Clay and Buck. I forget who is it, whoever replaced Bongino, they force Cumulus, forces their stations to take that guy. And so we get calls all the time from like the Cumulus and the iHeart stations, and they say, we really do wish we could carry you, but we're not allowed to because our corporate overlords mandate who we carry. The good news is that there are still a lot of independent-owned radio stations and radio stations owned by families, and those are the stations that typically carry this program, and we are so thankful for that. What's interesting is these stations are actually beating the corporate bigwigs in a lot of major markets around the nation, and that is because of you, the great listeners of this program. You guys are the ones who make all of that possible, and I just can't thank you enough for that. So anyway, we will certainly reach out, Elisa, and we always appreciate the great, you know, if you guys have a radio station and you want us to be on that radio station, give us a call. We'll take down all the information and we'll reach out. But it's also important for you to reach out to the radio stations as well and say, hey, we want the Todd Stern Show broadcast on this station. All right, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up, our good friend Liz Peek from Fox News. Also, Congressman Andrew Clyde from Georgia is going to drop by. And we also have a great political panel coming up as well. A lot going on today, not just over at Davos, but really here in the country. And Dylan, I'm just getting more and more. I keep getting these alerts about the winter storm coming.
I know it's looming on us.
It is looming. I feel like we're like the Titanic about to hit the iceberg.
We are, and there's really nothing that we can do. It's just going to happen.
They're saying that New Orleans Airport, Nashville, Atlanta, all of those airports could be shut down as a result of the ice storm.
That's not great.
No, you don't want to be stuck at Hartsfield-Jackson. All right, hang tight, everybody. Got to take a quick break. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Let's go right away to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to our good friend. You see her all the time on Fox News Channel and just a terrific writer and columnist, Liz Peek. Liz, hope you're doing well today.
Oh, thank you. I'm just great. I hope you are, too.
Yeah, we're getting ready for snow in Memphis, Liz, which we're not used to here. So put us on the prayer list. Liz, you've got a great piece up over at Fox breaking down President Trump's first year in office. I love how you say it, the good, the great, and the foolish.
Well, look, I'm not part of the hallelujah chorus. I think he's doing a great job, but I also think that there are things he's done recently that are problematic. But to the good part, oh, my gosh. He has followed through on campaign promises to close the border very quickly, very efficiently, so much so that Americans aren't even focused on it or giving him credit for that anymore. Reset world trade in a most astonishing fashion. Everybody said the tariffs were going to be a disaster, it was going to clobber the economy, et cetera. But they didn't realize how dominant U.S. Trade position is and how the U.S. consumer is basically lifting up the world. So the fact that we have that kind of economic clout, President Trump gets it, and he put it to work. You think about toppling all the sort of Democrat shibboleths like DEI and the climate obsession, women competing against trans people in sports, All these things he has taken a very firm, aggressive stance on, and I give him a lot of credit. And getting rid of Nicolas Maduro, and trying to settle hostilities between Israel and Gaza. The list goes on and on. It's incredibly impressive. So good for him. And I think, you know, today at Davos, he went through a lot of the achievements of his administration, by the way, which people are not giving him credit for. I mean, the economy, he's getting lower marks on the economy than he did in his first term. But people don't realize the economy is booming, and not just in terms of sort of abstract growth numbers, but in terms of average wage increases and productivity enhancement, and all the things that build towards very much higher incomes for Americans, including, by the way, pushing through a reconciliation bill that will lower taxes for Americans. So he has a great deal to crow about. And again, I think the messaging from the Republican Party, you know, the Republicans in general, I think were very flummoxed by the huge the reconciliation bill that passed. And they really didn't sell it to their constituents, which is a messaging failure on their part, in my view. But it's a pretty good bill, and a lot of people are going to benefit from it. So I hope in the next few months people begin to wake up to that.
You know, Liz, one of the things that you point out, and this is one of the things I really love about this president, is the transparency. I mean, he answers all the questions from the press corps. He sticks around, and he does it wherever he's at.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. And what an incredible contrast with his predecessor, Joe Biden, who almost never engaged with the press, was unable to parry questions from the media. And so he just, you know, his handlers wouldn't let him do it because he was so incapable. I mean, here we have a president now who, I mean, I was trying to figure out how many hours sleep he got last night between doing that long presser and then having his plane turn around halfway to Europe. And then finally getting there and getting up and going to the forum, World Economic Forum, to speak. I don't think he had any rest, and he was sharp as a tack. So, it's quite a contrast.
Well, it really is, and you're right about that. By the way, folks, if you did not hear the news, they had to turn Air Force One around due to some sort of a minor electrical issue or whatever, and they took another plane. But again, just really a powerful message, I think, to world leaders. And I know he's catching a lot of grief over what he said, and you know they say he lectured the Europeans. Well, even if it was a lecture, it was coming from a place of love. I think he's saying you people need to defend your nation, France. You need to defend France, England. You need to you've got to do that, or else you're going to lose your culture, you're going to lose your country.
Yeah, and by the way, they haven't done those things. And so you've had France, for example, cede entire neighborhoods to Muslim communities where, firefighters and police dare not tread, at putting their people in jeopardy. And other nations in Europe have done the same thing. It's very unhealthy. And I think Trump is right to call that out. But by the way, it's not just President Trump. You've had globalist institutions like the IMF say, knock it off. Your policies are not working. I published a statistic, and I was going to look it up this morning to make sure I was right, but I think over the 15 years ended in 2023, Europe grew 3%. The United States grew by 87%. Imagine the contrast in terms of people's quality of life, take-home pay, and all the rest. I mean, these things matter. And what Europe has done is adopt a climate fanaticism, which has been extremely damaging to their economies. Also, immigration policies that have hurt them and are hurting them culturally as well as economically. And I think President Trump gets that. And, you know, does he lecture? Yeah, he does. But I think increasingly Europeans kind of get it, that they've been on the wrong side of too many policy choices. He had a statistic this morning, Todd, that was amazing. I should go and check the exact number, but he said something like, in the last decade, UK energy production is down, I don't know, something like 80%. I was like, whoa, I think that's probably true, but what a stupid decision when you are sitting next door to North Sea oil. Now, North Sea oil fields have been depleted over time, but they consciously did not reinvest in their fields to keep production high. So, I mean, really, the UK has just bollocked up their energy profile in such a profound way, it makes you cry. But they've done a lot of things wrong. There's no question.
Liz Peek from Fox News, LizPeek.com. Check out her website, joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. Liz, you also point out some things that President Trump, you recommend he needs to consider doing, which is de-escalating some of the confrontations.
Yeah, when I say the foolish, I think it was incredibly foolish to pick a fight with Jay Powell. The upshot of that, Fed Chair Jay Powell, is that now, Powell is going to step down as chairman of the Federal Reserve Board in May, as predicted and by law. But he can stay on the board till 28. And now he's sort of dug in and angry, and he may well do that. Meanwhile, Republicans and Democrats in the Senate are balking at approving Trump's new proposed Fed chair, whoever that turns out to be. He hasn't announced it yet. But, this was a fight that really only just turned sour, and it isn't helpful to him. Ditto threatening to sue Jamie Dimon. What was that all about? I mean, he doesn't have to go after every single person who says something that's uncomplimentary or contradictory to him. I just think that makes him look small, and he isn't small. So these are stupid fights. And I think, frankly, what's going on in Minnesota has gotten people very negative on ICE, obviously, and also on those deportation policies. You know, when you look back at the numbers of people deported by Obama and so forth, Trump pales in comparison, but the media has picked up on the violence in Minnesota and blames him. And now that's a nationwide story, taking the focus entirely off the incredible fraud, the welfare fraud perpetrated by people, mostly Somali people in Minnesota, which was frankly an issue that was very favorable to Republicans. And again, here's the thing, Todd, we know the president, we know he goes off half-cocked some of the time, but we have midterm elections coming up, and people, in 2020, we saw that people did not like chaos. They didn't like the constant upheaval. I think picking a fight with NATO and Europe over Greenland. I agree with him. Greenland is an important asset. It would be great to have it. Surely there is some way to get it without, kind of beating your chest and being belligerent. So, I think, frankly, he's a little rattled that, it's almost midterm season and his approval ratings is not where he'd like them to be. And I think he thinks he deserves better. Maybe so, but these fights that he's picking with people kind of drive down his approval ratings.
All right, folks, you got to go read Liz's in-depth piece over at Fox News. Liz, we're going to leave it there. Always, always great to hear from you.
Thanks for so much for having me on. Take care.
All right, there you go. Liz Peek, everybody. And look, that has been a common theme among a lot of conservatives and a lot of Republicans is the president doesn't need every hill to be the hill to die on. The president needs to pick his fights. But look, this is how the president, this is how he operates. He just, it's bull in China shop. I mean, that's ultimately who this president is. By the way, the Wall Street Journal reporting, and it bears repeating, 92% of the Republicans who voted for Trump still support President Trump. That is a huge number. And as we're going into the midterms, the issue at that point is, okay, is Trump driving away independent voters? Will those independent voters stick with the Republicans in the midterms? That's going to be the much broader question. All right, before we go to break, I want to go to the phone lines here. Don has been holding on for a while in Houston, Texas. Patriot Talk 920 is our great affiliate there. Don, thanks for holding on. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for putting Liz on. She actually said just about what I'd say. Really, I mean, President Trump is a wonderful president, but he doesn't need to pick a fight with everybody. And, man, I just love what she said. I just hope that some of his people are listening, okay, and paying attention. I think some of them do, and I hope that's true. What I wanted to talk to you about, I think there's two things that we could do that would really possibly put our country back on track. Now, it wouldn't happen overnight. because we didn't get in this shape overnight. But if they'd put God back in the schools, and if they'd go ahead and approve the term limits, I think those two things would go a long ways towards getting our country back on track.
So, Don, you believe that we need to have term limits in Congress?
Absolutely.
I don't disagree with you. I wish I could. I really don't. And I think that would, if nothing else, that would really curtail a lot of the grifting that goes on, because they're not going to be there for maybe, I don't know, you want to say, you know, 12 years, two terms if you're a senator. I mean, Don, have you thought this through? I mean, how many terms would you allow the House members to have?
Well, I'd allow two terms for both. However, you might want to have a stipulation that after they were out for a couple of terms, they could go ahead and run again. I don't know about that. That's somebody else's decision. But two terms to begin with should be plenty. I mean, people are supposed to come in like George Washington had. You came, you served, and you got out. And that's the way it should be.
All right, Tom. Well, we sure do appreciate you calling in, and thank you for listening. Got to take a break. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back, everybody. You know, we talk a lot about wanting to do something about Hollywood and the movies and the films that are coming out, and some of them are just awful, just god-awful. And there is now a group that's doing something about that, and I've become a member. It's called Angel Studios. And what I love about Angel Studios is that if you join, you actually get a vote. You get to decide what movies they produce and what movies are going to end up in the movie theaters. And one of the newest films is coming out February the 6th. It's called Solo Mio, and it stars our good friend Kevin James, just a great American patriot. We love him. He's a lot of fun. If you remember The King of Queens, he was one of the stars of that great, great comedy back in the day. But Angel Studios is really doing something special with Solo Mio, and I've had a chance to – I got an advanced screen copy of it. It is so beautifully done. It's a lot of fun. It's hilarious, and it's great without all the crudeness and the compromise. So it really is a sort of a family-friendly film, if you want to say that or use that kind of lingo. So I want to encourage you to become involved with Angel Studios, and it's very simple. I want you to get out something to write with, and I'm going to give you a website address, and you're going to need to write this down. But you are going to get, as soon as you become a premium member at Angel Guild, you're going to receive two free tickets to see Solo Mio in theaters on February 6th. And you're going to be able to, it'll make a nice date night or something. So here's the website address. Write it down, angel.com/Starnes.com. angel.com/Starnes.com. And you'll be able to see all the information there. I have thoroughly enjoyed this, and I'm a big movie buff, so that's sort of my jam. When I'm not doing politics, I'm watching the movies, and I have loved having angel.com. You can actually get it as an app, so I watch it on I have Apple TV, and that's how I'm able to watch all of their movies. So again, angel.com/Starnes.com, and you'll be able to become a premium member. That is a website exclusively for the Todd Stearns radio show. Coming up in the next segment, Nick Shirley is testifying up on Capitol Hill. We're going to bring you a little bit of that. Also, there is a lot of controversy surrounding the Attorney General, Pam Bondi. Yesterday, Glenn Beck came out and said she's got to go. It's not working. Pam Bondi, we gave her a year. And the deep state has not been dismantled. War has not been declared on the deep state. There have been no arrests of any consequence with regard to Russia, 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 the collusion hoaxes, none of that. The efforts to overthrow President Trump, the effort to sabotage his political campaign, no one's been held accountable at all. And if you heard Harmeet Dhillon, she sort of got a little frustrated during her interview. And she said, look, sometimes these things take years to happen. But the problem is, we don't have years. They've got the evidence. And by the way, we've been dealing with this since 2016. How much longer is it going to take? I mean, in all seriousness. And that's why people are so frustrated. They see Pam Bondi on Fox News Channel just about every single day. And she is a wonderful person, a very nice person. But is she the person to lead the Justice Department? That's really the bottom line here. Is she the one who can do the job and get the job done? So my question is twofold, and we're gonna open up the phone lines on this. Do you still have confidence in Pam Bondi? Or do you believe that she ought to be replaced and the president should put somebody else in that position? Someone like a Harmeet Dhillon, or perhaps someone like a Jeanine Pirro. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. We're going to take your calls on that. Do you still have confidence in Pam Bondi to get the job done? 901-260-5926. Again, we'll be taking your calls. In the meantime, head over to our website. And all of you folks out there, in all seriousness, if you do not have a local radio station that carries our show, give us a call. Let us know. We'll reach out to that radio station. And you should also consider downloading our free app so you can listen to us live wherever you are across America. All right, hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Dhillon, we just found out they've got a name for this winter storm. You know, welcome, by the way. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. And we're bracing for this this big weather system. They're saying that this is a 2,000-mile-wide storm that will impact everybody from the state of Maine all the way to Texas. Now, Dhillon, they're calling it Winter Storm Fern.
Wow, that doesn't sound too scary for how scary it actually is.
No, I don't understand how they come up with the name. You know, they used to do that with the hurricanes all the time. But then the Weather Channel got involved and they're like, oh, we've got to start naming the winter storms. And they just, I don't know, it doesn't sound as ferocious, like Hurricane Betsy. You know, that puts the fear of God in you.
Right.
Winter Storm Fern.
Well, Betsy sounds like a, well, never mind.
Just careful now. Careful. Careful. So, but anyway, I think that's a fairly new thing. But they don't sound as ferocious.
You know, they're the bored over there.
Like, I don't know, Winter Storm Jaquan.
No, it should be like Winter Storm Dark Soul Demon. That's what it should
Dark
be.
Dark Soul Demon.
Like, if you're going to scare us, come on.
Winter Storm White Death. Yeah. That might work.
That would probably work, yeah.
Hurricane Shaniqua. That's just difficult to spell. So I think you have to have a good, you know, something that's easy to spell that just sort of rolls off your tongue.
Yeah, Fern's easy to spell. But
Fern, yeah, I guess. I know they could do better, I think.
I mean, we're not growing any ferns during this storm. So
May I just say something, though? Because even while we've been sitting here, they change all the forecast and everything. Have you guys noticed that ever since Hurricane Katrina, when they botched the forecast, by the way, the National Weather Service and all these professional weather guessers, they have always just like overblown everything. Have you noticed that? And it's like all the storms aren't as big as they said they were going to be. Nothing. You know, everything is like life changing, life altering. And I don't know. Maybe this thing is going to be as bad as they say. But here's what I don't like, Dhillon. Everybody's out there. You're spending money you don't have. You know, you're panicking. There's a level of stress. You're going out and buying generators. The poor cows are passed out. Remember I told you yesterday, driving by the cows, they can't give any more milk.
Yeah, they're very
done.
Tired. Yeah, very tired cows.
They're done. What? So we go through all of this, and then nothing happens, and you're like, what the heck? And then what do the weather guessers do? How dare you? You want to be grateful nothing happens.
Yeah, well, even though it's having the opposite effect, what you're doing is making people say, well, you're just the wolf, the sheep who cried wolf. And it's like, well, we braced ourselves and nothing happened. So next time you do this, I'm really not going to do anything.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, oh, at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon, a meteor is going to take out Tampa. So, you know, okay. So everybody evacuates Tampa. It doesn't happen. You're like, what the heck? Like, how dare you? You should be grateful. Trust me, if Joe Biden, if Kamala Harris had been elected, I would have been okay with the meteor taking us out. Anyway, I'm just saying, it's just, we'll see what happens, but it's all over the place. So we're either going to get 3 feet of snow or nothing. So before the break, we were talking about Pam Bondi, and Glenn Beck is done. Glenn Beck is done with Pam Bondi, says he gave her a year and nothing happened. And now it's time for Pam Bondi to go. And I'm just curious about our listening audience and what you guys think about that. Do you believe that Pam Bondi needs to go? Let's go right to the phones, 901-260-5926. We'll say hello to Bob in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Bob, before we get to Pam Bondi, I'm just curious, have you been to the grocery store? Do you have your supplies? Are you ready for the snowpocalypse?
Oh, yes. I just came home. I'm lock and loaded.
Really? What was the store like? Was it wall-to-wall people?
It was crazy as always.
Wow.
Crowded.
Okay.
But thank God there was food there. I thought I wasn't going to find anything, but I got myself milk and bread, and I was happy.
Well, you got to have milk and bread. I don't know why, but you got to have milk and bread.
Well, you know, peanut butter and jelly sandwich will work, you know, when you can't cook or nothing.
Bob, that's a fair point. All right, let's talk Pam Bondi, Bob. What say you?
Well, I am tired of them GOP. We're going to get to the bottom of this. We're going to do an investigation, and nothing ever happens. Whereas they should learn something from J6 thing, what they did. They threw everybody in gulag first, and never even asked a question, and they had committed no crime, whereas these people here have committed crime. We have their faces on video, and all they're doing is, we're going to do an investigation. Oh, we're going to have to hold them accountable. And you know what? Like you said, and Glenn Beck said, I've been waiting for a year and haven't seen a soul in prison, or nothing happens. And I'm telling you, I have just lost all hope that nobody's going to go to jail. I don't care. As long as GOP, they're in power, Democrats rule both ways. When they're in power, they crush you. When they're not in power, they create riots and all these things, and they know with impunity, they know nothing's going to happen. I am so disappointed. And is anybody listening in this country? Let's all of us call Pam Bondi, Cash Patel, and Kristi Noem, and everybody, the whole Trump administration, to say, y'all, wake up or else, you know, we ain't going to vote for you anymore because you're good for nothing.
Bob, it's a fair point you make. And again, I mean, these are, you know, it's not like we're asking them to do things they didn't promise us. You know, Pam Bondi, they promised us. Cash Patel, they promised us. They were, and Dan Bongino, you got to put Bongino into the mix. They all promised us that we were going to get to the bottom of it. But now you've got Bongino out there, and he's basically saying, how dare you question what we're doing? You know, these things take time. Okay, well, that's not what you said when you guys went in there. They led us along to believe that this thing was going to be blown up right away. And here we are 1 year later, and Bob, to your point, we got nothing.
No, J6, they threw them all. They found them from the ends of the earth and threw them in jail with SWAT teams and dragged them by their ankles in the middle of the night in their underwear. And they didn't even ask the question whether they broke the law or not.
It's true.
Well, now some of them were not even there. And they did that. And here we are, pussyfooting around the people that are committing crime where we cannot arrest criminals. And they threw all the innocent people, a lot of them, dead during January 6th. But doing nothing. And that really, J6 is really a sore point for me. said what they did, I don't think God would even forgive them.
Bob, I'm with you on that one. Bob, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to KWAM, too. And be safe, stay warm, and keep us updated on the big storm coming through. Let's go to Gainesville, Georgia. Alan, listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Alan, what say you?
Hey, how are you doing? I guess you're got your snowplow out and your snowshoes to trek through the streets of Memphis, right?
Alan, we're gonna we don't have snowplows here, Alan. We don't know what we're gonna do. This is horrible, and I know you guys are gonna be getting some stuff too. But we're just not used to this.
Yeah, I get it. I remember I lived in Nashville back in the '90s. We had a big ice storm and it crippled us for a week.
Jeez, you know what we're doing? I've got to talk to Dylan about this, Alan. But we don't have any salt, you know, for the parking lot. So I'm thinking about going and getting some Sweet Baby Ray's, and I'm wondering.
Yeah,
I wonder if that'll melt the ice.
Get the hot variety.
Oh, that's a good idea. I'm writing that down. All right, Alan, what's on your mind?
Well, I think what everybody expected from Pam Bondi was an attack dog. And unfortunately, what we got is a dot every I and cross every T prosecutor. I know she did some outstanding work in Florida, and I realize we're doing nothing like what the Democrats did to conservatives. But if we pick up a real attack dog, and then we have to go, you know, I'm not sure. I imagine it would have to go before the Senate for confirmation. Then we're going to run into a big stall, and I don't know if they would ever let us have an attack dog like the Democrats use. Our problem is that we've got too many soft people in positions. We don't have all the judges who will just, you know, do anything that the president asks. And you know, we've gotten ourselves in a position where we aren't all strong together. We don't stick together. And, you know, I think Pam Bondi is a compromise, of course, you know, because we couldn't get an attack dog right off. But I wish we could. I hope we can. I just feel like we'll never get all the support we want because Republicans are wishy-washy.
Boy, you're not kidding about that, Alan, and the Republicans don't stand together. And look, I get it. In a perfect world, I understand where some of these folks are coming, but the reality is it's not a perfect world. And I say, do unto them as they have done to us. Because when the Democrats get back power, and they're going to get back power, maybe possibly in the midterms, they're going to keep doing it to us as they've been doing to us. And I've got a big problem with that. But Alan, thank you for calling in. And thank you for listening to us there on WDUN. All right, let's go to Olive Branch, Mississippi. Greg is on the line. Hey, Greg, what's going on?
Oh, not much. You want the people's opinion about Pam Bondi? Yeah, she's got to go. The America people have noticed every time there's a press conference with Pam Bondi and that she'll step up to the plate, talk tough and everything in front of the news media. President Trump would like for her to go after, you know who they are, so bad he can almost taste it. But you know what Pam Bondi specializes in? She brags in front of the press on how many guns she took away from American citizens. And you know what Tom, the FBI, Mr. Blanche says? After she gets done talking, he'll step up in front of the press and say, this is the FBI director, Mr. Blanche. He says, no, we don't take guns away from law-abiding citizens. He puts Pam Bondi in her place. People have said on your show, Mr. Stearns, that the state of Florida has got, they've done away with Pam Bondi in the state of Florida because the only thing she specializes in is taking guns away from people. And so, you know, Mr., you wanted to know what people's opinion is. That's people's opinion. She's a gun grabber. That's all she is. She's a gun grabber.
Well, and the challenge here is she's not doing what she was supposed to do. And I know the president's very frustrated with this, so much so he's been putting out messages telling her, hey, let's get going here. I just don't think she's going to do that. I don't think the FBI is getting cleaned up. I think Kash Patel was the wrong choice for that job. You know, they keep leading us down this path. And my concern is we're going to be 2 years, 3 years into the administration, and no one's ever been held accountable for anything. And I'll give you this one, Greg. I want someone to explain why we haven't seen anybody arrested for what happened in that church in Minneapolis on Sunday. Why is that?
Well, I'll tell you why, and if you give me a minute, I don't know why, but here's the thing, statement I want to make.
Real quick.
Did you know Trump could bring gas down to 69 cents a gallon? He could bring eggs down to 25 cents. And people are fed up with this illegal stuff. This is what the American people know. The Republicans are going to lose the midterms. I mean, as sure as we're listening to this, there's going to be a Democrat president. They're going to open up the borders wide open. And people don't want to admit it. They're going to let all the illegals back in. And the problem is ICE is going house to house, business to business, busting people's doors down, breaking people's glasses. And we see it with our own eyes. We see what's happening up in Minnesota. We totally get it, the Somalia stuff. But get this. Now, you got to take yourself and you got to pinch yourself.
Well, I'm not pinching myself. I don't like pinching myself. But let me just say this, Greg, because we got to run for a break here. Let me just say this. I think ICE is doing a great job. And I think ICE, we need more federal law enforcement troops on the ground. Pam Bondi needs to do her job. We've all seen the video. We know who these people are that broke into the church. And if Pam Bondi does not arrest people, she's got to go, she'll have to go immediately. Or I think you're going to see people say, we're not voting for Republicans in the midterm. All right, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Let's go to Ocala, Florida. Sonny is on the line, wants to weigh in on Pam Bondi. Hi, Sonny. What's going on?
Oh, hi, Todd. I am really disappointed with Pam Bondi. She did a pretty good job here in Florida, and you can't tell me they didn't know what was happening in Minnesota before she actually took their oath of office. And everybody wants to jump on Patel. Wait a minute. Who is the top dog? Pam Bondi. You know, and let's not forget that. She's not doing her job, period. And to me, this is a disgrace. What we should be doing with Minnesota is sending an entire detachment of Marines and round up every demonstrator there. And good, bad, or indifferent. The other thing we should be doing with Minnesota is buying some water cannons to give them all a bath while they're demonstrating in 16-degree temperatures.
You see, I love the way you think, Sonny, and I think this is terrific. I'm with you. Let's turn on the water cannons. But again, where is the military? I mean, this has been going on, and the longer this drags on, and you heard, I don't know if you heard Liz Peek earlier, and Liz was pointing out this is becoming detrimental to the president. And the reason why is because people are being shown a narrative, and it's been happening every single day. So let's just, like you said, let's just swarm the area with members of the military and have them put down the rebellion.
You know who makes water cannons?
Jesus.
They can buy them in China, from China. They make
all different China
sizes, and some of them can carry 50,000 gallons of water.
Well, I don't,
I mean,
look,
that's some serious business, and that's what we need in Minnesota.
Yes.
And possibly in other cities also.
We're going to baptize them like Presbyterians. Just crank out that hose. All right, Sonny, thank you for that. Look, I agree with Sonny. And why haven't we sent? By the way, that's Homeland Security, Kristi Noem. But President Trump's going to have to send in the military. That's his call. And he's got to stop listening to these people in his administration. He's got to start listening to his own mind, listening to his gut, see what his gut tells him, that will never steer President Trump wrong. But there are people in that White House right now. They've got their own agendas, and their agendas do not line up with the president's. That's a big problem. All right, hang tight, everybody. Does Pam Bondi need to go? 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Just received an eyewitness report from the local Kroger, from our general manager of KWAM News Radio. She says her husband is at Kroger, and he said it is a madhouse. No baskets, no buggies. The parking lot, full. No meat, no baking potatoes. It really is the apocalypse. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stern Radio Show. Dylan, you just got married, and I mean, well, it's been a little over a year now, right? It's been over a year.
Just crossed a year.
And the reception and the dinner was just wonderful.
Thank you.
Great venue, great location. And, I mean, it had to have cost a pretty penny. You know, we don't like to talk about those kinds of things. It was very well done.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot that went into it.
You could have saved some money, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. This is Dateline Indonesia, a McDonald's there, introducing a wedding catering package.
Ooh.
How would you feel about McDonald's catering your wedding?
Well, what comes with it? Because I need to know if it's the fish fillet, I'm going to pass.
No. I'm sorry. What did you say?
Whatever, the McFish.
No, McFish. McFish. It's the Filet-O-Fish.
Whatever.
The Filet-O-Fish.
It's disgusting.
That's the best thing on the menu.
If that's on the menu for the wedding, I'm probably going to pass.
No, actually, it's not.
Okay.
It's only $235. These are U.S. dollars. $235. Yeah. Couples can now order a special bundle that includes 100 chicken sandwiches and 100 boxes of McNuggets. That's a pretty good deal for $235.
That's not too bad. Yeah.
You get the nugs.
I could have saved a lot of money. I don't know. It was kind of a fancier way. I mean, people had to wear suits and stuff. Can you imagine someone wearing a suit and open up a box of McChickens?
I wonder if the dipping sauces are included.
Probably not. They like to charge for those.
The package is designed strictly for catering rather than hosting the ceremony itself, meaning the food is delivered to the event rather than served in a restaurant. Couples can also add optional extras like food stalls for an additional fee. With traditional wedding catering often costing hundreds or even thousands more, McDonald's aims to give couples a fun, low-cost way to feed a crowd while tapping into the nostalgia and the love associated with Ronald McDonald. I love this. Many are calling it a dream come true for McNugget lovers. Others see it as a clever $235. That is a really good. I'm just trying to do the math here. You're looking at 100 chicken sandwiches, that in and of itself would at least surpass $200.
Yeah, with the prices they're trying to bring it to.
Oh, here's the catch on the nugs. Four. You get a four piece.
Oh. Well, yeah.
Yeah. What was it? The Chinese people don't eat a lot. So
their chickens are much smaller than ours.
Tiny chickens. That's terrible. Anyway, here's the thing, guys. If you're able to find a bride and she's good with this, you've made a good choice.
Yeah, that is true. I will say that's true. If anything, I would probably have a stand, an optional, little stand on the side for the nuggets. I'd probably put them all into one tray instead of four in a box with ketchup, of course.
Mm. Did you hear about, when was this, the game, the championship game? I'm going to get this wrong. Was there, they did a cameras. You know how the cameras are always like searching for, you know, the beautiful people.
Yes.
Or, you know, the guys, you know, the fat guys not wearing shirts, you know, drinking, you know, Dr. Peppers or whatever. Did you see there was like a, there was like some sort of an adult film star or an adult, what, OnlyFans star in the stadium?
Yeah, I did see that. And I'm proud to say that I didn't recognize
her. You didn't recognize her. That's the right answer, even if you did. Wow, because a lot of people were caught off guard, and they said that a lot of guys across America had to lie to their wives when they said, "Honey, why are is she famous? Is she, I don't know.
I think she's a singer.
I think she did a Pert commercial, shampoo.
They did. I heard that they did show her a lot. They kept going back to her to see her reactions to things.
Really?
Some cameraman was just like, "All right. This is what I'm going to do the rest of the game."
You know, he probably got a raise. But there were a lot of guys that had to basically pretend like they had no idea who this woman was.
Yeah, for sure.
That's funny. All right. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Had a great conversation with Congressman Andrew Clyde on Newsmax last night. Here's a little bit of that conversation. Congressman, good to have you with us. I know that you've been very vocal about your support of the brave men and women of ICE. What do you think ought to happen next year? There's been a lot of talk about the Insurrection Act, sending in the military. What's the next step here?
Todd, it's great to be with you. And, I 100% support what ICE is doing in Minnesota. If the illegals weren't there, ICE wouldn't have to be there. And so what I think should happen here is that they should be going in. The political leadership in Minnesota should be supporting ICE. All right. They should be supporting removing these criminal, violent criminal, illegal aliens from their streets. But obviously, you know, they're not doing that. They're siding with the criminal, illegal aliens, and they're putting the American citizens last. You know, that's typical Democrat speak, and it's the way Democrats operate. The city is in a shambles when it comes to their leadership. You saw the mayor, the attorney general, the governor, all of them siding with the criminal illegal aliens over the United States citizens. These people should be thrown out.
Yeah, Border Patrol Operations Commander Greg Vivino providing an update from Minneapolis today. Let's take a listen to that, Congressman.
What we've seen that's a bit different here is the organization of some of the groups. The groups are a bit better organized. They've got some excellent communications, and that coupled with a very poor response from the mayor and the governor, those two things coupled together make that a difficult operating environment at times.
Congressman, your reaction to that?
Well, what that kind of tells me is there's money behind these activists, and somebody is funding this. If they've got excellent communications, then that means that they've got the ability, you know, to reach out and coordinate. And that tells me also that there's been some training involved here. And from what we saw in some more recent activists in the way they've come against the ICE agents, that's really concerning, because the ICE agents are simply enforcing the law. They're enforcing federal law. What we in Congress, what we passed as legislation and what was signed into law to protect our country. And these protesters, these activists really are coordinating against them. And, you know, I think the federal government is now what they should be doing is using the FACE Act against these particular people. I mean, you saw where the Biden administration weaponized it. Well, we're not weaponizing it. We're using it what it's actually intended for, and that is to protect houses of worship. All right. That's one of the aspects of the FACE Act itself. And so I think the Department of Justice should be going after every solitary one of these activists that interrupted that church service. All right. And finding out who they are and charging them with a violation of a criminal violation of the FACE Act.
Yeah, Congressman, we also understand DOJ today filed, and this is breaking news, filed subpoenas against Mayor Fry, Jacob Fry, Governor Tim Walz, also the Attorney General there in Minnesota, for suspected obstruction of federal law enforcement. Look, we've been down this path many, many times with these subpoenas. If these guys are, in fact, guilty of what they're accused of, should they be going to jail?
Hey, nobody is up. No one is above the law in this country. That's for certain. And, you know, when you are out there actively impeding law enforcement doing their job, then I think that you open yourself up for criminal investigation and criminal prosecution. So let the cards fall where they may. And if these folks have actually done this criminal act, then even if they're elected officials, then they should be examined and they should be indicted and they should go to trial over it. I think that's what our country demands.
So you're on the Appropriations Committee, Congressman, just released the text of a $10 billion funding bill for DHS. Ranking Democrat Rosa DeLauro said the bill is, quote, cuts ICE enforcement and removal operations, reduces the number of detention beds, but it does not include broader reforms that Democrats proposed. Is this a win for Republicans?
Well, I'll tell you what, they might have cut $115 million from the Department of Homeland Security's budget. But we, in the One Big Beautiful Bill, we gave them 1,000 times that in the $100 billion that we funded to them in the One Big Beautiful Bill, the President Trump's signature piece of legislation. And he did that. We did that in Congress with Republican-only votes. And that was in the intent of that was to make sure these illegal aliens were removed, that the funding was available to do that, to accomplish that, for us to be able to implement the law as it was written. And so, you know, the Democrats are going to say that they've got some wins in this bill, and that's fine. And they can vote against it if they want to. But I think this is going to be the Department of Homeland Security bill is going to be a good bill for this country.
Huntsville, Alabama. That's where we're going next. This is a very strange story, Dylan. This is out of Huntsville, which is home to, by the way, did you know that Huntsville is home to more rocket scientists per capita than any other place in America?
Huntsville's booming.
Big town. Two former employees are suing a doctor in Huntsville. They say that the doctor acted inappropriately towards them and that they were unfairly fired. The lawsuit filed by Jane Doe and Mary May. They allege Dr. Edward Witt sexually harassed them. Want to know what he told them to do, Dylan?
What's that?
This is terrible. They say the doctor ordered them to shave his legs.
Oh, boy.
This is odd. So according to the lawsuit, the doctor told one of the plaintiffs, Miss Doe, to shave his thigh and his calves because he was having back issues. I'm not sure what one has to do with the other, but that's what's in the lawsuit. So here's where I'm just confused. According to the lawsuit, she did as instructed, shaking through the entire interaction. I'm sorry. I don't want anybody shaking their – somebody. If you've got tremors, I'm not sure I want you you shaving anything. Apparently, she didn't do that good of a job, so he told her to go back, that she had missed some spots, and to go up his thigh with the razor getting close to his private parts. Now, can we just stop for just a moment here? Just a moment. If you are – I don't know. If you're, let's just say that you're working for this doctor and the doctor calls you in and says, I need you to shave my thigh. At that point, I would be walking out of the building and looking for a new job. I'm not sure. Would you, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, I know people need jobs, but if that's part of the job requirement to shave your boss's thigh, I'm not too sure about that. The complaint said that after the shaving, the doctor continued to inappropriately touch Doe on her thigh and enter her personal space. So anyway, the way this all came about, apparently there was another employee who got hired and she had to shave the doctor's legs as well. The guy must have really hairy legs. You know, a lot of runners do that, Dylan, and I don't, it seems to me that would create a chill.
Or a chafe.
Or chafe.
Because it grows back spikier.
Oh, that's true. And bushier, too. Yeah. I mean, right? I mean, that's true. The whole, that's why you don't want to shave your armpits or your leg hair.
Yeah.
You'll look like Chewbacca.
Right.
Nobody wants to see that. The issue came to a head when the doctor's wife came to the office. During that visit, the wife mentioned to the plaintiff, the doctor said he had asked employees to shave his beard, and the missus said that was inappropriate. However, the employee didn't realize that she was talking about the beard, and she just mentioned to the wife, well, if you think that's weird, he also made us shave his legs. And at that point, the doctor's wife stormed out of the doctor's office. What a weird thing going down in Huntsville, Alabama.
Yeah, but that might be the weirdest thing I've ever heard, honestly.
Mm. Goodness gracious. There you go. Yeah, that's weird. That's just weird. Why would a doctor want his leg shaved? Something else is going on there. I wonder if he wears high heels. Just asking. Let's go to the phones here. Richard, Ocala, Florida, WSOCA, wants to weigh in on Pam Bondi. Hi, Richard. What's going on?
Howdy, Mr. Todd. Mr. Todd, I'm just listening. My feelings is anytime a nation or a group of people or anything gets in a bad position, it takes a strong leader. And a lot of times they got to do things that's not popular. I think America is almost at the end of the road as far as a free sovereign nation goes. And if some changes ain't made, I'm afraid we're going down. And I think Trump needs to not only fire her, but to fire everybody that's in his capacity to fire that's not performing the way they was hired to do the job. And not worry about what public opinion is. I wouldn't worry one ounce about this next election. He needs to do what's right for the country and let the chips fall where they lay. And I think if he would do that, God would honor it. And I think it's about the only chance with the help of the Lord to turn it around. Our government is so corrupt from top to bottom. It's unbelievable. If we actually knew, if American people knew, I think, actually how corrupt they was, they would rise up in arms. I think it's terrible. And it takes a strong leader, and he's got to have strong people around him, and they got to do what they're told and instructed to do. And if they won't do it, they need to go on and forget about it and get somebody else.
You know, Richard, it reminds me of something I said many, many years ago when President Trump was elected the first go-around and back on Inauguration Day. It was a year ago yesterday. And I said that every person that was hired by the administration, every person nominated for a cabinet position in the administration, that it wasn't about them. It wasn't about their agenda. It was about President Trump's agenda. That's the only thing that matters here. The only thing that matters. And if you can't abide by that, then you know what? Fine, go and do something else, but there's no place for you in the White House. And unfortunately, there are some in the cabinet that are just not adhering to that idea, that philosophy. And I think that's a shame because, again, it is a missed opportunity. Richard, I got to run. It was a great call, though. Thank you for that. Folks, we're going to do this all over again tomorrow. In the meantime, 5 o'clock Eastern, the Todd Stern Show. You can watch us on Newsmax, too. All you folks in the southern states, better head on down to Winn-Dixie and Piggly Wiggly. Hopefully you'll be able to get some groceries. That storm's a-coming. Be safe and warm, everybody.